Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We had spoken before the verdict came out in the case of abuse of some Amish boys at an area farm, and the verdict has come in.
Yeah, Montgomery County jury found the St. Johnsville farmer guilty Tuesday of more than three dozen charges of sexually abusing six Amish boys over several years. The man's name is Robert Madsen. He's 48. He was convicted on 37 of the 40 counts against him. He, including the most serious charge of predatory sexual assault, that charge carries a sentence of up to 25 years to life. He will be sentenced May 27th by Judge Felix Katina out of Montgomery County.
From that to another story about a public hearing last night in Saratoga Springs considering a local law that would require street performers to be licensed and follow new guidelines.
Yeah, commonly known as buskers. They turned out in droves last night. About 20 of them were there to speak out against this proposed law. There was a public hearing before the Saratoga Springs City Council. Among those there objecting last night was Randall Chalkboy DeShames. His artwork can be seen on downtown sidewalks during the warmer months, and he pleaded with the council not to let a few bad apples that might appear to abuse the privilege of performing free of government regulations ruin it for everybody. This is what Saratoga Springs is proposing. Artists, musicians, actors, and others would need a license, which would require them to apply with ID and a description of their performance. They would need to display the license while performing, and performances would also be limited to the hours of 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. No performer could work within 50 feet of another in an area marked for a special event or within 10 feet of a handicapped parking space and enter to a building or a street corner. Saratoga Springs Mayor Yepsen says the law is meant to encourage performance, not deter them. Saratoga Springs, she stressed, is an arts community. And if you've ever been to Saratoga Springs in the warmer months, you know that the street performers do add to the liveliness of the downtown as soon as it gets warm until, you know, the frost hits. Yepsen said the public hearing will remain open until the next council meeting, which is April 21st, and that no action would be taken until then.
Is there a fee for the license, Judy?
Yeah, it's $20. The proposed fee is $20, and one of the things that people are objecting to is the fact that these buskers really do need the money, and $20 might be enough to tell them, to encourage them not to do it.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.